Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Okay, folks, picture this. You're sitting at your desk. It's 4:15 on a Tuesday in the middle of February, and those fluorescent lights feel like they're just humming along more than they did back in September. You have 32 exit tickets to sort, a parent email that requires a very delicate touch, and a lesson for tomorrow that, if you're being honest, is feeling a bit thin. So you open up a new tab, and you stare at the blinking cursor of your favorite AI tool. And for a second, you think, just give me something, anything. But then you stop, because you realize that anything isn't actually what your students need right now. That quiet, tired hesitation is exactly what we're sitting with today on Your Morning Boost.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
From the AWB Studios, this is your weekly Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. We are proud to be featured on the Forward Ed Network, advancing voices, shaping education. Let's get ready to boost your week.
Good morning and welcome back, everybody. Welcome to your Morning Boost on the Forward Ed Network. Happy Wednesday, everybody. If you're a longtime listener, one of our faithful boosters, it's so good to be in your ears again this week. I really appreciate you coming back. And if you're joining us for the first time, maybe because a colleague sent this to you, or you just need a quiet moment of reflection before the first bell, we are also so glad that you're here. Hope your coffee's hot and your hallways are relatively calm this morning on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We've officially entered February, and I've often called this the armpit of the year, certainly the second armpit of the year. It's that shortest, longest month, isn't it? I mean, the days are technically getting longer, but the ground is still cold. The new year, new me energy in the teacher's lounge, it maybe has officially evaporated, and we're right back in the thick of that instructional grind. It's also the time of year when we start looking for shortcuts, and not because we're lazy, never because we're lazy, but because we are human, and we are tired. And in February 2026, the biggest shortcut of all in all of our toolbars is artificial intelligence. According to recent data, more of us are using these tools than ever before, but there's a tension growing in our buildings. It's the tension between using it because it's there and using it because it's better. Now, I'll admit, I've always been an early adopter. In the world of implementation science, specifically Everett Rogers' work on how ideas spread, there's this category of people called early adopters. That's me. That's me in a nutshell. I am the one who downloads the beta version before the bugs are ever even fixed. I'm the one who clicks try now and, well, frankly, usually breaks things before I learn how to fix them. I get the excitement. I really do. But as we look at the headlines this week from EdSurge to the NEA, there's a common thread emerging. The novelty of AI is wearing off, and the necessity of teacher expertise is taking center stage. The aha moment for us today isn't about which prompt to use or which app is trending on social media. It's the realization that AI can't actually enhance instruction if we don't first know exactly where that instruction is supposed to go. If we don't know the destination, a faster car just gets us lost more quickly. So today, we're going to spend some time thinking about that gap between the tool and the craft.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This segment of your Morning Boost is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services. Since 2013, GLS has been a trusted partner for school districts across the Midwest, specializing in executive recruitment and leadership support. They believe that great schools start with great leaders, and they are here to help you find a perfect fit for your district. Transform your school's future with the right leader at the helm. Visit GrundmeierLeaderSearch.com to learn more. Grundmeier Leader Services, transforming education one leader at a time.
Now, our segment sponsor here today is a perfect fit for us on this fine Wednesday. GLS has an AI tool that's built directly into their website that it, along with some of their other resources and services, can really assist in the work we do each day in this crazy profession we call education. If you haven't checked out their webpage yet, do so. You can find it in our show notes and get right over to Grundmeier Leader Services. Now, why does this issue of AI use keep showing up in our staff meetings and in our, maybe even our late night planning sessions? Well, frankly, it's because we're living in a moment where the how of teaching is somewhat being automated, but the why is becoming even more complex. In the 2026 classroom, we aren't just teaching content anymore. We're teaching students how to navigate a world that is being curated by algorithms. But inside the school building, we have this fascinating mix of people. If you look at your hallway, you've got your innovators, the ones who are using AI to grade rubrics, and they're doing so 6 months ago. You've got your early adopters, like me, who saw the potential and dove in headfirst. But then you have the early and late majority. These are the teachers who are watching from the sidelines, and they aren't skeptical because they're behind. They're skeptical because they care about the human element of the work. They're asking the question, if the machine writes the prompt and the machine generates the response, where am I in this process? It's kind of a heavy question to carry in February. I mean, think about the instructional coach for a moment. If you are a coach listening to this, you're likely feeling the pull of implementation science here in real time. You know that for a new practice to stick, to really move from cool idea to standard practice, it has to have what Rogers calls relative advantage. It has to be better than what we were doing before. And here is the discomfort we have to sit with. Sometimes using AI to generate a lesson plan actually makes the lesson worse. It makes it generic. It strips away the specific knowledge that you have about the student in the third row, who maybe needs some very specific kind of scaffolding, or maybe the student who just lost their grandmother and needs a gentler tone in the classroom today. In fact, the research coming out right now is emphasizing that teacher expertise still sets the direction. AI may be the engine, but we are the rudder. When we use it just because it's there, we're letting the engine run without a hand on the wheel. We see this in high school English departments, where the focus has shifted entirely to AI detection instead of the writing process. We see it in elementary schools, where personalized learning platforms are replacing the small group carpet time that students actually crave. The contradiction is that we want the efficiency AI offers us so that we can have more time with our students, but often the process of using the tool ends up distracting us from the very students we're trying to serve. It's a bit of gray space. I mean, really, we're told to modernize and innovate, but the core of our work remains kind of ancient. It remains relational. So I want you to leave this segment with a question that I've been asking myself. Am I using this tool to outsource my thinking or to expand it?
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Let's talk about what this actually feels like inside a school building on a Wednesday morning. There is a specific kind of quiet failure that happens when we rely too heavily on technology during this part of the year. I mean, you know the feeling. You've used a generator to create a list of discussion questions, and they look great on paper or maybe even up on the screen, ready to go for class. They're grammatically correct. They're aligned to the standard. They are rigorous. But when you pose them to the class, the energy just drops. There's no spark. There's no tugging at the thread. And in that moment as a teacher, honestly, sometimes we feel like a little bit of a fraud. You realize you're reading a script that was written by a ghost. And then there's the emotional labor. For the school leader or the administrator, the pressure is even more different. I mean, you're looking at these reports about how AI can save teachers' time, and you desperately want that for your staff. We all see the burnout. We see the February fatigue. So you push this new tool out there thinking that we're giving them a gift. But for the teacher who's already drowning, a new tool often feels like that one more thing to learn, one more thing to do, one more password to remember, one more way to feel like they just aren't doing enough. In implementation science, we call this complexity. If the tool is too complex or if the why isn't clear, it doesn't matter how powerful it is. It will sit on the shelf. I mean, I think back to my own early adopter mistakes. I remember trying to implement a digital portfolio system years ago, before I had any clear sense of what I actually wanted students to really reflect on. I was just so caught up and enamored with the interface that I forgot about the intellect. I was asking them to build houses before I ever showed them how to lay a foundation. In February, our foundations are, I mean, let's be honest, they're often cracked. We're tired. Our students are restless. The nuance here is acknowledging that it's okay to be an early adopter who is currently standing still. It's okay to be a laggard who is actually just a guardian of what matters. There is bravery in saying, I'm not going to use that AI tool for this unit, because I need to hear my students' actual voices right now, as messy as they are. There's a quiet failure in efficiency if that efficiency costs us our connection. We have to be willing to stay in that gray area where the tech is useful, but not the master. We have to acknowledge that sometimes the appropriate use of AI is to turn it off and pick up a piece of chalk or a book, or just sit in a circle and talk.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
So what does it look like when we move from implementing to integrating? When something is implemented, it feels like an external force. It's really something done to us. But when it's integrated, it becomes part of the craft. It becomes a tool like a pen or a whiteboard. When we use AI appropriately, we aren't performing innovation. We're exercising presence. For a teacher, this might look like using AI to generate 5 different ways to explain a complex math concept. Not so you can just read them off of a slide, but so you can find the one explanation that you know will click with the group of kids in front of you. You are using the AI to broaden your horizons so that you can be more present for theirs. For a principal, it might look like using AI to draft the first version of a newsletter so that the 2 hours you save can be spent walking the halls and looking people in the eye. The appropriate part isn't the draft. It's the hallway walk. It's the shift from performance to personhood. Implementation science tells us that trialability is key. We need to give ourselves permission to try things in small, low-stakes ways, but we also need the observability of seeing our peers use it with intention. As a coach, your job isn't to show the teachers how to use the tool. Your job is to show them how the tool can honor their expertise. It's saying, look how this AI-generated rubric highlights exactly what you told me was important about this project. It's about centering the human in the high tech.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Have you listened to Control Shift Lead, the new podcast from AWB Education and Inspired Edification?
He stayed with the basics. Mm-hmm. He was never flashy. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that people liked.
If not, you are missing out.
And I think of the word vulnerable comes to mind.
All the time. Yep.
Every month, Jim and Adam bring you 3 things. Something you can control, something that will shift your thinking, and something that can help you lead your school district or building.
I need our staff to be that.
Search for Control Shift Lead wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
As you head into the rest of your week, this short, long week in the middle of a short, long month, I want you to think about that early adopter energy. Maybe you are that person, or maybe you're the one who's excited about the new. If you are, carry that fire, but use it to warm the room. Don't use it to burn the bridge to those who are still standing in the cold. And if you're the one who feels overwhelmed by the pace of change, if you feel like the armpit of the year is just too much to handle without one more innovation being dropped on your plate, please know that your expertise is not replaceable. The way you know when a student is about to cry, the way you know exactly what book to put in a child's hand, the way you manage the energy of 30 bodies in a small room on a rainy day, there is no algorithm for that. The most appropriate use of any technology in a school is the one that makes you more of who you already are, a teacher, a leader, a human being who cares. Take a breath. Don't worry about the latest thing today. Just focus on the next thing. That student right in front of you, the colleague who needs a kind word, the quiet expertise that you've built over years of hard February-style work. Thanks for being part of the work, and thanks for spending your time with us. We really appreciate everything you do for your students and your community. If you have a chance, give us a like or a follow on your favorite podcast network or on YouTube. We certainly appreciate it. It helps us continue to grow our audience. And I look forward to talking with you again when we come back to you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Your Morning Boost.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost, an AWB education production. To find more incredible content, be sure to check out other amazing education shows on the Forward Ed Network, where they are truly advancing voices and shaping education. Join us again next week. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.